producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, let's see what we have going on this hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Thursday, September 17th on the radio at 7 after the hour. Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen here to go in depth into the item that most people are talking about in the news talk radio world. Rand Paul calling Donald Trump too brash to lead among candidates ganging up on Trump. But Trump started it all by referring to Rand Paul's looks. I thought, by the way, Kenny, that the whole, I did actually watch much of it, not all of it, but much to most of it. The thing went on and on and on and on and on and on and on. There was some good information, I thought. I did not watch the first part because I think the first part had people who are a waste of time when it comes to this. Senator Lindsey Graham, Governor Bobby Jindal, former Governor Pataki, Rick Santorum has always been a waste of time. And so why they bother remains to be seen. Maybe it'll help them in some stead, but it's going to help them in their search to have higher political office. Certainly none of them there would be vice presidential material. I think you saw vice presidential material there in terms of who might run. I thought there were some of the pictures, and you got to wonder whether this was sort of staged or not. Looking at Trump and Carson together, there were many shots because they were standing next to each other, each of the opportunities that they had to shoot these two guys together was taken, and it seemed to be a pretty pleasant exchange. I felt more or less the same way I did last time I saw Mr. Carson, Dr. Carson. I like him in his presentation, his planned, measured answers. It was kind of fun to watch them discuss, and this is something that'll be, for me anyway, an important thing to discuss during the course of the day, whether it is for you or not, the discussion of drugs and vaccines and that sort of thing, medicine, Medicare. I thought that that was a very important discussion. Trump didn't come across as a genius. He came across as strong. But I think there were three or four episodes of him taking shots at people as a quote-unquote entertainer that were unnecessary. At the end of the day, Kenny, who do our listeners who are commenting, we have comments galore, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, who do the people who are commenting anyway think won?
It's a wide gamut. Lots of people like lots of different candidates for different reasons.
Yeah.
Ronnie says, I liked Huckabee and Rubio tonight, but Trump still got a hammer down to open the eyes of more uninformed voters. Mm-hmm. Then in November 2016, I'll vote for Ben Carson.
Really? Well, the primary isn't in November. And so, sure, you need to back yourself up. Go back to, who was it was talking about civics courses? Was that Mike Huckabee?
I think. No, he said in November 2016, next year.
Yeah, but that's optimistic on his part. I guess that's what he's trying to do is lend his support to Dr. Carson. Okay, got that. All right, who's next?
Charles says, attacking Trump only makes him stronger. Sad but true.
Hmm. Whether that's sad or not, the mention of Trump, he certainly had the spotlight, he had the lead, he had the attention. I think, as I said before, that Trump unnecessarily attacked Rand Paul. Rand Paul has a lot of ideas that are center to many people who are not just Republicans, but who want to have change. And he represents somebody who has worked for that. He has a lot of credibility, and it was foolish for Trump to target him. All right, next.
John says, this was a great night for Scott Walker, who proved he has what it takes to be a great leader.
Scott Walker, not necessarily a great leader in my opinion, but he did look well. He came across as strong. There were only a few people. There was a continuing focus of, I don't want to fight with these people. Christie said that. Huckabee said that. I think there were two or three other people. Jeb Bush says, I don't want to fight with the we're not we don't have the enemy up here. Somebody up here is going to lead the charge against Hillary Clinton. She was not as much of a focus as she had been in that horrible Fox debate. At least last night was really kind of a debate, not in the truest sense of the word, but it was better than what had happened by a long shot on Fox. Fox was awful, but that's, you know, the CNN is no great, there's no great inspiration there either. I thought it was interesting. Hugh Hewitt, who Donald called a mediocre radio interviewer, he was making nice with him. And Hewitt is like a lot of other stuffy guys who have that Republican background. Anyway, he wasn't the most important part. Tapper, I thought, did a pretty good job. Fiorina didn't have as much attention as she ought to have, in my opinion. But that's my opinion. All right, so in continuing the conversation about what there is that we need to know, if you will, one of the discussions last night was foreign policy, and we're going to discuss that further in a an overall sort of round-robin conversation with reporter and writer Ivan Eland up next here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
And Greg, Stephan, Richie, and Kenny and I have Ivan Eland, who is the author of The Failure of Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He writes frequently for the Huffington Post, and this week he writes, quote, "The U.S. has by far the greatest military dominance in the world, both absolutely and relative to other great powers at this time, to back up its foreign policy. Such a potent, offensively oriented force is hardly needed for the defense of what the nation's founders realized was perhaps the most intrinsically secure great power in world history because of its remoteness from the centers of world conflict." You know, Ivan, I'm really, you and I have had some good conversations before. This is the best thing that I've read that you have said. It's about time somebody put into print the reality of how fat, bloated, and overdone the military is. You said it nicely. I don't say it nicely because I'm tired of the corruption and the abuse and the scandals and the greed that is part of the military-industrial complex. And then you listen to some of these airheads say, we've got to reestablish military superiority. When did we ever even come close in the last 100 years from losing that? That kind of talk is nonsense, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Even during the Soviet Union, there was really only one superpower in total. They used to call the Soviet Union Burkina Faso with missiles, meaning that its economy really wasn't up to the task. And of course, we had much better technology, and the threat would increase every spring as the U.S. military wanted to get more money, and so we built this power into bigger than it was. And of course, when the Soviet Union fell down, we saw that a lot of this was sort of a paper tiger. And we of course have had a much better military all the time, even during the Cold War when there were supposed to be two superpowers. So I think, and now of course we're vastly dominant in spending. We spend what the next eight or nine countries spend
all together.
You know, the next largest spenders.
Yep. All right. So we have this. This is sort of akin to a bodybuilder. Like this is Arnold Schwarzenegger compared to Donald Trump in physique. How's that for a comparison?
Yeah, I think that's really true. We've always been. Other countries think of us as the power that has a lot of gadgets and military power, but not too much sense sometimes. And our foreign policy, I think, indicates that many times.
Well, for Doug, let's give it to you. Let's say that we shrink the military.
Nobody's suggesting we shrink the military. That's not the suggestion at all.
You're saying it's bloated and overgrown.
No, it is. But then I'm saying they keep saying we got to spend more to build our military up. For what? We're not going to have any kind of war that will involve lots of people. The only reason we have it, as Ivan points out, is to be offensive. That is to go after people like Iraq and Afghanistan. We're not protecting ourselves.
Right, exactly. So what happens if we don't do all of that? What happens with the rest of the world?
Well, I don't think we should be in charge of the world. The world somehow made it through before we became a superpower, and we only did. This foreign policy is really not traditional. I mean, most of us can't remember when we didn't have it because we've had it since World War II. But prior to World War II, we didn't do all that. And other countries, the balance that we relied on, balance of power in various regions, and when the balance of power got out of whack, like World War II, sure, you have to do something. But I think World War II worked out pretty well as far as, we came in at the end. We didn't have as many casualties as other people, and we balanced off all these other countries that couldn't keep themselves from war.
Yeah, well, that is true. And we have all this military. We're not using it against ISIS, and that's why you got all the flood of, the Europeans are in a horrible state.
Right. That's what you get.
Yeah. That we're not doing with what we have what we ought to be doing in reality. At least that's the way I think we look at it. Ivan, thank you for bringing this up again. You can check out Ivan's writing at the Huffington Post, and he's also Senior Fellow Director for Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute, 21 after the hour.
We'll be right back. fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals of the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy...
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In terms of music, we amplify some of the stories that feature information about musical stars, celebrities, etc., etc. Sad way to start this portion of the program. Every hour this time we have some musical connection. REO Speedwagon, what's the significance of this song? You didn't pick a hit, Richie. Where do you got there? All right.
I wore out probably 100 pair of strings on my guitars as a kid playing this song.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a significant. But also one of the biggest hits. And the biggest rocking hits.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so do we know the name of the bass player, the original bass player for REO Speedwagon who died?
Guitarist. Gary Richrath.
Richie knows about him.
Yeah.
How old was he?
65.
And his problem was?
Not specified.
Always love that. So what do we then speculate on drugs and alcohol and all that other good stuff?
I saw them 15 years ago or so, and they looked skinny but pretty clean.
Yeah. Really? Skinny and
Kevin
pretty
Cronin,
clean?
The lead singer.
Tell me that the Rolling Stones that are skinny look pretty clean.
Right, yeah.
Keith Richards.
All right, so that's item number one of three. Next item, we attribute to B.B. King, because today would have been his 90th birthday. He's responsible for our thought of the day today. The beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. B.B. King, blues boy. I think his first name was really Clarence or something like that. Wasn't it, Kenny?
No.
What was his first name? B.B. was your best.
It was Blues Boy King.
Blues boy.
Hold on, I'll get it for you. He walked into Riley. Told you to Riley, that's it.
Riley King?
Riley King.
Really?
Yeah. I told you how he named Lucille, right?
No. His guitar was named Lucille.
His guitar was named Lucille, yeah. And he was playing at a juke joint back in the South somewhere in the late 30s, early 40s, something like that. And two guys get into a fight and knock the place around, knock over a couple of kerosene lamps. The place catches on fire. Everybody runs out. BB realizes he left his guitar inside.
Ooh.
Runs back inside to get the guitar. Comes back out. Finds finds out that the guys were fighting over a girl named Lucille.
Oh, my God. What a story that is.
Called the guitar Lucille.
There you go. All right, so that's story number two of three. Third one has to do with perhaps arguably the most popular female singing artist around today. The one with the most hits, certainly, is Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Who has this world tour of hers been uber successful. She has lots of stars that she has invited up on the stage. Nick Jonas, Ellen DeGeneres, and they in turn, I think, didn't she go on to Ellen's show, or didn't she on this week? Did I see that somewhere, Kenny? Certainly as the season has started again, I thought she was on one of the first week guest lists. If I were starting a show, I'd want her to be on. If I had a very visible television program and I was looking for people in the right demographic to be watching, I'd invite Taylor Swift. She's one of those people. And I guess, is this what people look for? I mean, I don't know that we think about this when it comes to the guests that we have on Good Day, but is it true that a lot of times the people that are invited on these newer shows who have strong followings with social media, that's why they get invited? Because they want everybody...
I have shows here on the weekend shows where...
On the Radio America Network?
That determines whether... Yes. Yeah. On the Radio America Network, we have 20-some weekend shows that air Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And a couple of those shows, you are or are not a guest based on how many Twitter followers you have.
Wow. How do you do that with your... Well, we got about 13 seconds. You always ask Joey questions.
With 13 seconds.
And the 13 seconds.
Yeah, but you take 10 of them to ask the question. I get 3 seconds. Go.
Well, guess what? Then I'm not going to ask you the question.
Oh, see?
What is your favorite color?
Yeah, what is your favorite color?
Doug. Oh, no, that was something else.
You got to answer that in 10 seconds.
28 after case closed. 28 after a good day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Stephen, good day program on the air with Ken Kessler monitoring social media. I'm Doug Stephan. I guess last night's presidential discussions, I still refuse to refer to them as debates because they aren't really true debates, but it was more successful than the Fox situation, I thought. There were moments that, and there were long moments, that seemed unnecessary. The thing going on for 3 hours. And then so I finally went to bed about 10:45 after, I think, getting the gist of most of what was said. I'd like to focus for a moment or two or three or four on what they said regarding Obamacare and the health problems that Americans have and whether they were prepared, their answers there. What do you think? 888-302-3684. Email to Ken or Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, were there any specific comments on health care? I know we have lots and lots of comments on our social media pages about this event. But are there any specifically geared to or directed toward health care, Obamacare, et cetera?
No, I don't see any.
Okay. I think the only person that I saw up there last night who uttered more than a soundbite about health care was Governor Kasich, who explained why he expanded his state's Medicaid program with Obamacare money. And Trump, who claimed that even though he'd said good things about the systems in Canada and Scotland previously, he preferred a private system for those who are still in need. Is the private system better than? You'd expect to hear that not only from Trump, but pretty much all those people, right? Wouldn't you say that
Yeah, exactly. Scott Walker, Mike Huckabee, Marco Rubio, all noted that they would work to repeal the Affordable Health Care Act. You heard that a lot, but didn't make any mention of what they would replace it with. Huckabee contends that the Social Security system had been robbed to pay for Obamacare, but he hasn't offered any explanation of that. I think that that Huckabee didn't look like a contender, although there are times he sounds almost professorial sometimes, and his delivery is so good you want to believe him. I find I don't believe him. No, that's not true. I find his stance on some issues just not appropriate. Although I will tell you, what grabbed me last night was something that I have tried to shun, frankly. The whole discussion of Planned Parenthood and whether they ought to get government funding, and is defunding Planned Parenthood enough to shut down the discussion of it, shut down the government. I think Kasich, or was it Chris Christie, one of the two governors, said that he had worked toward taking state funding away from Planned Parenthood. And in that discussion, what you hear and what you learn is how insidious this whole business is of funding 501c3s with government money, with your money, with my money. If you choose not to, I think that this is outrageous, and I've said this for years and years and years, and the only person up there who actually agreed with me is Rand Paul. And I find his positions on most of the issues to be pretty much on with regard to me and my ideas. It's unfortunate that he has he does have a power about him, but it doesn't. He's not an entertainer. I guess maybe that's the best way of putting it. And his hairpiece is terrible. But other than that, he, and I always say that has nothing to do with anything. But Trump made fun of him and his looks, which I said before was unnecessary, unwarranted, unjust, uncalled for. He just looks tired. They all actually looked pretty tired. Didn't you think, Kenny? Well, you didn't watch it. I think that they came across as being, they were good. I think they were much better than they were in the last gathering of them. All the way around, the CNN thing was much better done than was the thing that was on Fox. But having said that, they all look like they've been out there beating the bushes, and they look tired. But anyway, back to the focus on health care. What the Republicans seem to want to do is the opposite of what the party normally says, that the feds ought to stay out of the state's affairs as much as possible. What Republicans apparently desire to have the federal government do is force the states into allowing insurers licensed elsewhere to sell whatever they want to in every state. And it goes back to understanding that Obamacare isn't really about health care at all. It's about access. It's about insurance. And that's what's going to make it so important. I think that Trump, again, trying to reference the fact that many health insurers sell coverage only in one state, that when the Affordable Health Care Act was signed into law, a lot of Republicans have said one of the first things that they do if they control Washington would be allowing insurers to sell policies across state lines. What they did point out was that Obama's in the bag for a whole bunch of stuff, including the way the Affordable Health... If you don't really know how the Affordable Health Care Act was put together, there are three people who are basically the designers, who were the people crafting the bill. One of them was Billy Towson, who had been a longtime Louisiana congressman and then became a paid lackey for the insurance company and is their chief lobbyist now. So imagine, the chief lobbyist for the organization that benefits most was the one who put together many of the parts of Obamacare that are now in force. And there are others. There were no doctors involved. Nobody ever worked on preventative care. There's all it just. So when people say we want to get rid of it, getting rid of it doesn't fix anything either. But fixing what the problems are with it certainly would be worthwhile. And I don't really hear anybody talk with a degree of credibility. And I don't know, Kenny, whether you've listened to some of the sound or you have read into this. It was
weak. The Republicans were weak. They'll say, on the first day, I'm going to work to get rid of Obamacare. Okay, so what do you do to take the things that do work as a part of this and make them stick?
And that's nobody talks about fixing it. They talk about getting rid of it.
Yeah, but was that just
Donald
pandering?
Says, I'll replace it with something better, but doesn't say what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they look foolish when it comes to things like this. A lot of state lawmakers and regulators don't like the idea of having insurance companies sell in every state. I don't know why. They say that every state has their own standards for insurance companies. Okay, so tell them what you want them to do. There was a lot of emphasis last night on states' rights, various constitutional amendments that focus on the state having more power and control. There was a unanimity with the focus on the federal government getting way too much involved in what's going on, how big it is, how bloated it is. That's, I hope, and we can think maybe, when was the elections, a year from November, that in the ensuing months that there really is going to be, because I think if there's a decent Republican who's put up there, that they will, whoever that person is, or a combination of people, will beat. I think Hillary Clinton's very vulnerable. I think she'll be the standard bearer. But I think that there is a lot of focus, whether it's appropriate or not, on her telling the truth. And there was a, I think, noted response. They didn't talk about her as much last night as they did when the Fox debate was held, but there still was a lot of conversation about her, and a couple of them were very poignant, talking about her not telling the truth. Carly Fiorina, I guess it's appropriate, takes the most time to focus on Hillary Clinton, and she usually sounds very credible. She sounded extraordinarily credible last night every time they went to her. And with regard to health care, she talked about her son who died of a drug overdose, and that was pretty impassioned. But in general, and as Kenny pointed out, there are not a lot of solutions. There are a lot of people who are banging the drum. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. So how do you fix the problems that it does address successfully? Maybe that comes out as you're closer in to figuring out who would be the standard bearer. In the meantime, as long as we're in the medical pew here, Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us in a moment. Do we have anything to worry about with regard to the resurgence of the plague? That's up next here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com. The entrepreneur's phone system.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Save up to $200 on select Yamaha acoustic and electronic drum sets. Up to $500 off Yamaha synth. Or get up to a $50 gift card when you buy select Yamaha acoustic guitars. 50, 100, 200, up to $500 off select Yamaha gear. The best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce,
Your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrance Financial can help. Benetrance proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrance.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrance Financial, funding for the life of your business.
14 before the hour, 46 after the hour. Dr. Ronald Hoffman joins us now. His website, drhoffman.com, is the home of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, which this week is focusing on your diagnosis of breast cancer. If you have been given that diagnosis, what happened? This is really a well-thought-out overview of what happened. I think this applies to anybody who's told, Richie, you would be interested in this, anybody who's told they have cancer has to have this sort of reality, Ron, right?
Well, indeed. And in fact, you know, the article is about a type of early breast cancer called DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, which accounts for as much as 20% of breast cancer diagnoses. And it turns out that for women with early DCIS, simply not doing anything turns out to be just as effective as aggressive surgery, which may sometimes be bilateral mastectomy. That really is a mind-blowing
notion. So this sort of flies in the face of Angelina Jolie and all the discussion about her earlier when she said she had preemptory surgery to get rid of her breasts because she was worried about getting breast cancer.
Well, her situation is a little different because she may have had a more advanced form of cancer. Plus, she had the genes that predisposed to cancer and then ovarian cancer as a possibility. So a slightly different case. But what it suggests is that for certain men with prostate cancer, early prostate cancer, certain women with early breast cancer, perhaps other cancers, just simply watchful waiting with active lifestyle changes could make a big difference.
Wow.
And Rich, you've grown because, you know, for some people, this may not be psychologically accepted. You know, you got cancer in your body.
I want to do something. Do something. Yeah,
exactly. You know, you don't just stand there and do something, but maybe don't just stand there and do nothing. Might be equivalent or even preferable.
All right. There's another report of an American having the bubonic. Is it boo or bu? Bubonic plague. Boo.
You know, it's been 600 years since I've talked about that, so I don't even know the pronunciation anymore.
So what is, other than this, the news media fiasco, what is this? We have, 14, 16 people in this country that have this plague. What does this really mean to the average person?
You know, it's like a scene out of Spamalot, you know, the plague wagons, you know, with a song, Bring Out the Dead.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we have this specter of the plague sweeping across America. And yet, there are few isolated cases, but in some strange places. In Michigan, there was a case of the plague, the first case in decades. In Colorado, there have been a few cases. The plague is that thing that killed literally half the population of Europe in the Middle Ages. Yet, today, with antibiotics, we can treat it. Unfortunately, some people have died because they haven't even realized that they've had it until it was too late. It appears to be transmitted by animals like squirrels, rodents, which can be plentiful in places like cabins, campsites. You know, it's a summertime thing. And but the fleas ultimately carry the plague bacteria, and then they transmit it to rodents, and rodents may come into contact with people, and then transmit the plague. It's a very weird thing.
Yeah, that's why you need maybe Cedarside, that organic bug spray, to get rid of the fleas, and whether or not dogs get it. For who gets it first? How many people have dogs and have fleas around, and are those fleas susceptible? Are we going to scare everybody?
We better check with the FCC first if Cedarside can make the claim that they prevent the plague. I'm not sure that they would. I'm not sure the sponsor
check
would be
Cedarside
down with that.
Would be.
Right, exactly. Right. Sure, it's funny, right.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman, drhoffman.com website. Sign up for the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter.
Parents spend over $600 per child on back-to-school supplies, and that's not just backpacks, pens, pencils, and the rest of your learning needs.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now and you snuff out the fragile candles of blues, R&B, and soul. And when those flames flicker and expire, the light of the world is extinguished because the music which has moved mankind through seven decades leading to the millennium will wither and die on the vine of abandonment and neglect.
Hallelujah, brother.
Our love is nothing but the blues.
By the Louisiana Gator Boys, featuring B.B. King from the Blues Brothers 2000, as we were acknowledging earlier, Mr. King would have been 90 today. What else do you have from that movie, Richie?
Don't blow it like I did. Stay away from drugs, gangs, cyber porn on the internet, and you could be president of the United States someday.
That's good to know.
You don't want to hang around with some over 40 recidivist. Now scram.
Best part of this movie was the music, many people say. I like the whole concept, though. It was just kind of fun. But it didn't have it without Belushi, without Jim Belushi, the brother. Played with John Goodman, and it was it's okay.
It just didn't have a script.
Didn't have it. Right, exactly. I mean,
it was just an excuse for these guys to get together and jam.
Right.
And it was, they did that well.
All right, 55 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We have movie news, and I'm sure that Joey wants to give us a review review of Black Moon or Mass or whatever they call it.
Black Mass.
The movie about Whitey Bulger that opened up last night. So we'll have, actually not opening until tomorrow.
It opens Friday.
But it did in Massachusetts, here in Boston, suburban Boston, played for the first time commercially. And there were a lot of interesting things that were said about it. And I'm trying to argue with myself because I don't really, Whitey Bulger was such a cur and so violent. I don't really, because I think Johnny Depp is capable of being.
He doesn't come off as a hero in this.
No.
Well, I always thought he was a nice guy.
Yeah, good for you, Chucker. All right, so we'll talk about.
He was a Patriots fan, Chuck.
Right. Red Sox and Patriots fan. All right, stand by. We'll have a review of Black Mass and whatever else these two can cook up. Joy and Chucker talking together here on Good Day in a matter of moments.
If life was a piece of cake, you wouldn't need us. Stay tuned for Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
The living is easy in the summertime, but the moving isn't. Scott Michael from moving.org suggests you do it some other time.
The summer months are when everybody tries to move, and so it gets really crazy. June's the busiest month of the year, so we're excited to have that behind us. But the other months of the year when you can settle down and not have as much competition for your business is really going to be a lot easier time to move. When it's not during the heat of the summer, the movers will be able to take their time and give you the better crews to help with the move.
Doing What Works teams up with the Knock 'Em Dead brand to help your career with a 20% discount on Knock 'Em Dead books and services. Just go to MaureenAnderson.com and click on the Knock 'Em Dead banner. When placing an order, enter the promo code WHATWORKS. That's MaureenAnderson.com.
All right. Doug's Good Day with Chuck Curry, our movie man, Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanelli, Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden. All right. So you went to see the Johnny Depp portrayal of Whitey Bulger. What did you think? Joy?
Well, you know, there was a documentary that I think was called The United States of Bulger. Is that what, I think that's what it was called. It came out about 2 years ago, which I thought was terrific. This has got Johnny Depp in it. It's got a huge cast in it. Peter Sarsgaard, Kevin Bacon, Joel Edgerton. I mean, it's a huge cast. And the guys seem to be having a lot of fun.
A lot of fun murdering people?
Well, no. Instead of yelling at each other. Benedict Cumberbatch plays his brother. The problem about this for me is that there are a huge number of stories. There's the two brothers, one who was probably the most powerful politician
Billy
in
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts
Senate President, now runs the UMass Boston campus.
Absolutely. Chancellor. Yep.
Yep.
So he was very powerful with his brother, who was kind of a small-time crook until they got that he and Conley at the FBI decided that the real threat to Boston was not Whitey, was who wants to be called Jimmy, but the mafia. So the two of them ganged up together.
FBI guy that was extraordinarily corrupt, and he put Whitey Bulger on the witness protection plan.
Well, no, he was an informant.
He also was protected. Not witness, but he was protected.
He was protected because he was an informant. That's how he grew. The FBI is really responsible for growing an awful lot of crime in the United States.
Yeah.
In fact, including arming the Black Panthers, which is another story.
Yeah.
But so there are a whole bunch of cool stories. There's the two brothers, there's the FBI, but they didn't follow any of them.
Thumbs down part.
Mediocre.
Hi, Chuck, you want to go see it now?
I'm going to go see it because I usually don't agree with Joyce, so yeah, I'll go see it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Johnny Depp is good in it. It just doesn't go anyplace. No tension.
No really? Tension. I want to just see some of the Boston sights in the movie.
On the other hand, Everest will make you at the edge of your seat.
59 after the hour on Good Day.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.